KSJD Streaming is sponsored by Osprey PAX, a Montezuma County company since 1990. Osprey PAX, pack your passion, go.
This is Canyon Chronicles, where we talk about archaeology, history, and culture. I'm Mike Woodrow, and I'm your host today. Today, we discuss a remarkable exhibit of contemporary American art, Native American art, presented jointly by the Anasazi Cultural Center, Anasazi Heritage Center in Cortez, and by the Institute of American Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The exhibit, entitled Ancestral Homelands, Connections to Land, Space, and Time, showcases the work from artists at the Institute of American Arts in Santa Fe. In the studio this morning, we welcome two guests. Bridget Ambler is Supervisory Museum Curator at the Anasazi Heritage Center, the only museum in the entire BLM system. Bridget came to the AHC from the Office of the Colorado State Archaeologist. Bridget also serves as liaison between the AHC and the two dozen Native American tribes with connections to the ancestral homelands in and around the Four Corners area. Therese Linton is a student at IAIA and the guest curator of the exhibit. Therese's vision of a contemporary expression of Indian art with themes from ancestral homelands made the show possible. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Therese, before we talk directly about the content of the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about how the show came to be. And you shared with me before we went on air your inspiration for putting together the exhibit and the years-long worth of work you did. Would you share that with our listeners?
Yes, Mike. My inspiration came through my great-grandmother in spirit, and it guided me to the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. And in the dream time, she spoke to me, and her message was, it was time for me to heal our lineage. And so I didn't understand the full meaning of that. So over a course of a couple of years, I found myself at the Institute of American Indian Arts, not even knowing what museum studies was. But I had this really compelling feeling and faith, you know, just to be there. So I kept going through my studies. Being a mountain girl, I needed to come home, and I didn't know how I was going to continue with, you know, my path and live in Colorado. Well, part of the message that came to me was that there was these three places that I was, you know, I could do an internship at. And one of them happened to be the Anasazi Heritage Center. So when I was back at the Institute of American Indian Arts, I spoke to the museum department advisor and said, well, I'm going to apply for an internship. This is how I'm going to continue my education. I'm just going to live in Colorado, take online courses, and do internships. And when I mentioned the Anasazi Heritage Center, she said, what did you say? And I said, you know, the Anasazi Heritage Center, it's Canyon of the Ancients. It's, you know, this wonderful place near Mesa Verde. It's not well discovered. And she said, I just called Michael Williams, who at the time was the exhibit specialist, and told him we had no one interested in doing an internship there. And so I just knew, once again, it was my great-grandmother in spirit just guiding me to where I needed to be.
That's wonderful. When you look at the exhibit, and I know you are the liaison with the Native American tribes here in the Four Corners, how do you see the exhibit as representing the kind of relationship you try to build with the Native Americans here?
Well, I think Therese has done a great job with her vision of developing an exhibit that showcases pieces that might be unexpected for our visitors. We're really used to presenting artifacts and interpreting the ancestral Puebloan and indigenous history of this area. But these show pieces in the exhibit really illustrate for our visitors that that cultural connection to this area is ongoing, and it takes forms that are different. And I think it really helps to knock those stereotypes out that ancestral Puebloan and indigenous art is a static form, and it shows that artists through time have carried on those traditions but displayed them in new ways and new methods.
Bridget, how was it that we heard from Therese that she had a calling, she recognized it, and she acted on it? How did you get to the Anasazi Heritage Center?
Well, I worked for the state. I was a curator for the state of Colorado, and that included our Mesa Verde collections, and I was the NAGPRA liaison at the state and also an exhibit developer. But I'm from the Southwest, and my father was a Southwestern archaeologist, and it was my dream to come back home. And so this was a calling for me to come back to the Anasazi Heritage Center, and I'm so humbled and glad that I did.
What a wonderful story. We have an exhibit created by people following their own dreams to get here. Therese, how does the exhibit, the articles that are in the exhibit, show the changes and evolutions that have occurred in the expressions of Native American art?
Well, the theme, Ancestral Homelands, Connection to Land, Space, and Time, connects to the Institute of American Indian Arts is a contemporary art institute. So while we want to recognize the voice of the artist as a modern artist, Native American peoples always carry their teachings and the voices of their ancestors. So while you might be creating something that is of your own inspiration, imagination, always present is honoring those teachings, the history, and the cultures.
So you'll see in the works of art reflected a similar consistent worldview, some connection to tribal histories, different thematics that have been part of the art for generation upon generation.
Yes, and so, you know, sometimes there's an audience, and it might be not something that's recognized because it is a contemporary art piece, but then it has recognizable traditional modalities, and so it's sort of a woven composition.
That's wonderful. Right now we're going to take a brief break and we'll be back in a moment. Hello again, we're back. We're talking this morning with Bridget Ambler, Supervisory Museum Curator at the Anasazi Heritage Center, and with Therese Linton, who's a student at the Institute for American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. And we're talking about a wonderful exhibit that will become open to the public this Saturday of contemporary American Indian art. Before I go on, I want to make sure that we add to the comments that we've made so far about how this exhibit came to be. You mentioned Michael Williams. Michael Williams has retired now from BLM, but he has a long record of the creation and presentation of very impactful and accessible exhibits at the museum. So the two of you and now the three of you with Bridget have a great tradition in the creation of exhibits. Bridget, I'd like to ask you, when you look at the exhibit, there are so many different art forms. There's painting, there are sculpture, there are fabric arts as well as others. When you experience the exhibit, the presentation, how do you feel? What do you take away from that?
Well, I feel that it's very vibrant walking in with having not developed the exhibit, because Therese Lindston was doing that, but I feel it's vibrant and has a lot of energy. And one thing, I work with artifacts. We're used to working with artifacts that are very old, and we often don't see those vibrant colors, for example. This exhibit is full of color and energy. And working with older materials, we often don't see that. And yet, those aesthetic properties have always been valued by American Indian tribes. And so when I come in and look at this exhibit, I see a celebration of artistic expression by the American Indian students and faculty that created it.
And Therese, kind of imagine one experience that you would like the visitors at the exhibit to walk away with, what would that be?
An expansive awareness of of art that is created by modern Native American peoples and Indigenous peoples that showcase the IA community. And that expansiveness is just beyond what they might perceive art that is created by Native American cultures. Mm-hmm. And to maybe have the a new awareness of seeing contemporary art, and also recognizing that this is a contemporary art form.
And Bridget, how does hosting the exhibit align itself with your roles and functions at the BLM with regard to support for youth and development?
Sure. Well, our manager, Marietta Eaton, couldn't be here today, but I imagine if she could, she would be talking about the BLM's devotion, especially under Secretary Jewell, to increase projects and outreach to youths and underserved communities. And this is such an amazing opportunity for us, because not only do we get to partner with the Institute of American Indian Arts and their students, which include some amazing young artists and their faculty, but also with minority communities. So we don't have, as the BLM, a very large budget for developing exhibits. And this is really an incredible opportunity and a win-win situation, where we're providing a venue for Therese to curate an exhibit and feature it in a community that this exhibit is unlike anything else in the Cortez area and the Montezuma County, but it also gives their students the benefit of having a new venue, and we're just really lucky to have it.
Wonderful.
I would like to just expand upon that. And so for our community, it is the connection to the ancestors of the region of, through the Canyon of the Ancients. It's I think that is something that it would just be this opportunity would come together because of the connection to the
connection
ancestors.
Connection to the history. I got it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It seems that Western minds, Western European minds, tend to think of history of something that happened and is over. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, isn't the case. We all carry with us who we come from and where we come from, and they help inform our vision of the world and how we relate to each other.
So, yeah, so perhaps the ancestors created the opportunity, and we are here in the physical realm
you know, carrying through with their wishes.
Well, I just wanted to add, Bridget, that we have at least 24 tribes who have ancestral ties to this area. We have our neighbors, the Ute Mountain Ute and Navajo, who have adjudicated lands in this area, 21 Pueblo tribes. And we are constantly reminded by the tribes with whom we consult that this landscape is alive. There are shrines here that they come back and visit. They have stories that go down generations of certain clay mines that they visit. This is a living landscape with ongoing connections to modern Native American people. And I think that this exhibit is a great way of reinforcing those connections, that it's not a broken past, but one that is ongoing.
What I seem to be hearing is that a consensus that art really can bring us together, mm-hmm. bridging the gaps between generations and cultures. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to access by going to the Anasazi Heritage Center. If our listeners are interested in finding out more, mm-hmm. either about the Art Institute or about the Heritage Center, how would they reach out to you?
Well, we have our exhibit opening tomorrow evening at 5 p.m., so come to the Anasazi Heritage Center and join us, and we'll have brochures and flyers, and you can get more information on both of the institutions.
Wonderful, please.
And the BLM Anasazi Heritage Center can be found at www.blm.gov. And I also want to give a shout-out and thank our partners, the Southwest Colorado Canyons Alliance, for hosting tomorrow night's reception. So please come on out and see us.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank our listeners, and I want to thank our guests today. This is Canyon Chronicles, produced by Tom Yoder and Mike Woodrow, and produced in association with Southwest Colorado Canyons Association.